Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Hello, we're back at the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hi.
And the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Sorry, I'm late.
And we are indeed very late for church.
Oh, church, yes. Church.
We are at St. Mark's of the Flaming Rainbow.
it's one of those modern metropolitan churches
yes.
where all comers are welcome.
All comers are welcome. Church. We are going to be talking all things churchy.
Churchy,
yeah.
Well, in particular... the hot button issue.
I love a hot button.
Ooh,
yes.
I do love a hot button.
Is that, you know, like my button? Is that the button on a fat man's pants? It's just
Oh, right. I thought you were
training so much it's starting to it's starting to create heat and friction.
Different. It's different.
If
it's different.
We could just somehow harness that energy, then we would the fuel crisis would be over.
A fat man powered recovery. Yeah. It's important.
Oh,
we are up to M in the Gator Z. And
yes,
today
yes.
M is for marriage.
It is for marriage.
Gay marriage.
Gay marriage.
Oh, gay shit. Marriage. It seems to be... It does seem to have become more of an urgent discussion in the last 18 months.
Well, I think what happened was that because we had the election recently, the government parties didn't want to make it an election issue. And so that's why everyone's kind of gone into this frenzy and there have been so many rallies and all that.
We've had elections before where they didn't want to make it an issue.
Well, because given Rudd said he would do it, he would make it
legal.
Yes,
did he?
Well, you know.
I must have been out of the room when that one was discussed.
He never got around to it, you know.
Sure.
Just like his emissions trading scheme. Just never really came off for the poor love.
I must get onto that. Mm.
But, and then Julia said no, she didn't want to do it. She didn't think it was appropriate because she's not married.
No.
She doesn't. I don't think she likes marriage in general.
Well.
Well, she and I should start a club. it just seems to have sort of loomed up. Like, we weren't talking about it
at
the same volume even, like,
well,
5 years
Bob
ago.
Bob Brown talks about it, and because he's, you know, technically in charge of the country now.
yes.
He gets to talk about it.
He gets to talk about it. Yeah.
But it has really come up lately. It's kind of, well, I don't know, it's a zeitgeist thing.
Is
everyone's
just,
getting married.
Is it just that we've fixed everything else?
We need
maybe.
To fix the equality for homos.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. Maybe that's it.
Next thing you know, pets will be getting married.
I know. Where do you draw the line? People will be marrying their iPods.
You know what?
I'm going to get married. You've got an app for that.
Yeah.
Actually.
You know what I'm terrified of is the... You know a couple of people in a multi... Multi-ball.
Relationship. Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're in a pinball relationship, Jodie Foster style. No, they're, you know, they're...
Multi-wives.
Yeah, what are they called?
Polygamous.
Polyamory,
that's the word, yes.
Polyamory.
Mormons. Yes, Mormons.
Not just Mormons,
okay.
Other people. Right. Mostly homos, you know, there's three in a bed.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, sure.
And the little ones.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I want to go to a wedding where there's more than two people getting married.
It would be confusing.
It would
Who would stand in the middle?
Maybe that's why straight people are so frightened of gay weddings, because they're like, I don't know who the bride is.
Oh, yes.
Am I going to a Bucks night or a Hens night? What's going on?
God. I don't mind gays getting married, but I just want to know which one is the woman.
We need Melinda Buttle for that.
Yeah,
she can, become a celebrant and go, and by the way, it's him. Him on the left.
But you know what else shits me too? Well, yes, it does shit me. Look, I think obviously people should be allowed to be gay married if they want to. Gay should be allowed.
Garried.
Yeah. People should be allowed to get garried if they want to.
Garried right up here.
I think it is a terrible idea. I think that one of the great things about anyway, don't get me started on heteronormativity. Okay. But I think it's a terrible idea, but if they want to do it, then they should. But it seems to me what shits me is that the people who speak the loudest about it are straight people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know any gays that want to get married.
That Ellen DeGeneres, she's always going on about it.
About it.
I know, but he won't shut up about it.
Bob Brown has said he doesn't want to get married.
Yeah.
None of us want to get married.
Nah.
I mean, I would like to get married, but my boyfriend has gone like, no, I didn't marry the mother of my child. Why would I marry you?
Yeah, right.
So you would like to get married?
You know what? I'd like to have a party.
Yeah, exactly.
A party
exactly.
With really good presents.
With really good presents. Yeah. And yeah, and a lot of champagne.
Yeah.
And
we could just do it.
And rings on a pillow.
It's just when all these straight people, all these earnest people from organic cafes and, taking their canvas bags to the
You have a problem with the organic cafe people, don't you?
I hate everything organic. I prefer cage eggs. I think...
Controversial.
Here we go.
He's the gay Neil
Here
Mitchell.
We go, yeah.
I hate all
gay
that
Andrew
shit.
Bolt.
I think it is pretentious humbug twaddle. And that extends to straight people that agitate for gay marriage rights. It just makes me feel like a World Vision sponsor child.
It does. It's patronizing, isn't it?
It makes me feel patronized. It's got nothing to do with them.
It's like, because when Brad and Angelina said, we will only get married when gays have the right to get married, I'm like, dudes, go back to freaking whatever the third world country you were getting your photo taken with little children in and leave us the frig alone.
Exactly.
We're okay. I make quite a lot of money.
It's going
to
be fine.
We make more money than straight people because we don't have to spend it on children.
All these people that are whinging about, straight people whinging about gay marriage just remind me of, those letters that people write to the Green Guide about Classic FM. Like, what has happened to you that you're so uptight about everything? What happened to you in your childhood that you want to interfere with every little fucking thing?
It is bizarre.
Just leave us alone. We'll work it out.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say,
I know you like this. You like this.
I like this kind of stuff because I went to the big gay marriage rally.
Yep.
Last
the Equal
one.
Love Rally.
The Equal Love Rally in Melbourne. And there were like people, we'd stop traffic and there were some people going, homos walking down the street.
It's a Sunday. Where are you going?
I know.
Where are you going in your freaking
Mercedes?
They're
coming here to St. Mark's at the Flaming Rainbow.
That's right. Yeah. They were going to be late for the, because they don't have kind of wine and biscuits here. You've just got dips. But people were actually getting out of their cars, like straight couples and clapping. Everyone has, and I was like, yeah, good on you, thanks. Get back in your car and shut up, but thanks.
It was kind of nice,
and I understand your point. Sorry, I didn't really listen to what you were saying, but I do understand.
It makes perfect sense. Obviously, I'm glad that they're getting out of their cars and standing up and clapping rather than staying in their cars and going, you can't do anything.
Throwing condoms full of bleach at us or something.
yeah, exactly. But there is still something about it that I find patronising.
It is patronising. Mm. Well, I mean, should we talk to an expert?
Perhaps we should.
Let's ask someone who knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Scott has the number for his Equal Love Rally friend, Ali Hogg.
Yes, Ali Hogg, who is the convener.
Is she a self-hating fag full of heaving internalised homophobia? No? Yeah. Good, let's talk to her. Let's ask her, because I'm sick of my voice.
I think she's a lesbian.
Shh. No more hangers!
Podcast. Well, let's get the lowdown on gay marriage from...
Let's talk to a professional.
Yes, yeah, someone
we have
who knows.
The convener of Equal Love, who run the rallies that you would have been to, Where are you?
I'm out of breath.
Sounds like you're walking through a car wash.
We are talking to the convener of the Equal Love organisation who organise rallies for same-sex marriage. Ali Hogg, how's it going, lovely?
I'm fantastic. How are you going?
Oh, good. You are fantastic.
Now, can you just tell us, why do we need gay marriage? Like,
I'm sceptical.
Toby doesn't want it.
Toby doesn't want it.
I'm not being up for wearing a dress.
I don't want to either.
All right. Well, done.
Well, there we go. Done.
See you later.
Well, if none of us want it, if you don't want it, Toby doesn't want it, I don't want it.
Let's go home and watch a video.
Yeah, why do we need it? Why are we having rallies?
With placards.
I think that while the government that says one section of society is able to do something and another can't, and like if straights can get married, then gays should be able to as well. So even though, individuals might not want to get married, I think that it's important that we still fight for equality.
But aren't we fighting for something that no one wants? Aren't we like fighting for the right to nail apples to our heads? Like, sure, we've got the right to do it. No one's going to do it. No. Like, isn't it kind of an empty argument? I don't know a single fag who wants to get married.
Really? I know plenty, but I think it's not the point. I think that whilst you know, the government says that, you know, gays are different than straights, then it means that, you know, we see discrimination in school places, schoolyards. People feel like they're second-class citizens.
Oh, okay. So you think that
society is higher amongst gay and lesbian youth?
You think that marriage inequality filters down to discrimination in other areas?
Yeah, totally. I think that whilst there are laws that say that one section of society is different, then it's going to result in people treating people differently and people, you know, feeling like alienated in society.
And, well, you know, we've had a lot of rallies now. There have been quite a few Equal Love rallies. Are they working?
I think so. I think that definitely, like, we've seen the issue become an issue of the election despite all of the politicians, you know, trying to be quiet on the issue. Mm. It's like every time you watch Q&A and they have a politician on there, one of the first questions they're asked is, why the hell don't they support same-sex marriage?
So yeah, and it's always from an earnest, straight person. It's always from some
My son is the homosexual.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm going to get up at Q&A next time and say, this is the question for all the straight people on the panel. Why are you still wearing those fucking Ugg boots? That's going to be my question for the panel. Just stick to your own shit, straight people. Just get out of my backyard. Just let us handle it, all right? We are going to fight passionately in the streets. We're going to throw bricks through windows to win the right to do something no one actually wants to do, and we don't need your help to do and then not do it. That's what I think. So when do you think, so if you think things are slowly changing, when do you, I think it's probably inevitable.
I don't know if you've seen in the news this week, but in Tasmania, they just passed a law to recognise same-sex marriages, people that have been married in other states and countries. So,
true, right.
Yeah,
so in Tasmania.
That's quite, yeah.
Which used to be the most backward one.
Yeah. Considering it was not that long ago that it was illegal.
That's so shaming.
In Tasmania. So,
they've shamed the country.
Shaming for the federal government.
And now that Bob Brown has signed up with Julia Gillard, do you think that means that there will be some sort of push towards getting same-sex marriage nationwide?
I think, well, you know, we can only hope so, but I think we can't rest on our laurels. I think it's important that we continue to fight and make it an issue that they can't afford to ignore.
Look, absolutely.
I just think that I think it's inevitable that same-sex marriage will come about, but I think when it does come about, we need a special bureau just to regulate the ceremonies, because otherwise there are going to be ageing poofs swarming all over botanic gardens all over Australia. It'll be like the rabbits and myxomatosis. Yes. You know, the price of purple taffeta will skyrocket. I mean,
there will be riots around the gazebo. There'll be stilettos in people's eyes.
I just think it should be carefully regulated, like cat permits.
As much as that will happen with the homos, don't worry, the lesbians will just be having, you know, quiet commitment ceremonies in a cafe with a couple of dogs.
That's
right. The lesbians will be married by a cup of chai and a bow tie.
It'll be all very polite and nice as opposed to our crazy over.
They will wear nice wedding dresses, but they'll be made out of tofu.
A flannel wedding dress. Yeah. You've never seen anything so beautiful in your life. Oh, well, thank you so much, Ali.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
It's been edumacational.
Yeah,
it certainly has.
Absolutely.
I'll see you all on November 20th.
Put a plug in.
Oh, yes.
November 20 is the next rally?
At 1 o'clock at the State Library,
In Melbourne. So in Melbourne.
And they'll be going on all around the country, I assume, as well?
Yeah, and another national day, so...
Awesome.
Yeah, look out for more celebrities.
And so is there going to be like an after party or a back room at the rally?
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay, sure.
I went to the last one. It was really fun. And the reason that I went, one, is because I believe that homosexuals should have equality. Yes. But the other reason I went is because there were just heaps of hot guys there. It was great.
Oh, not shallow at all. Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you.
No worries. See ya.
Karl Lagerfeld is such a faggot.
Podcast. Well, that was edumacating.
It was. Yes. It was. I should moderate my firm views.
You should moderate your firm
views. I should. I take it all back.
Wow.
Now, you know, so we are going to be attending a wedding here in the chapel today.
Are we?
Yep.
Is there going to be one here?
There's going to be one here.
Oh, my God.
A lesbian wedding.
Oh, God.
Bitsy's getting married.
Oh, Bitsy. Oh, that's lovely.
It's so exciting.
Instead of throwing confetti, do we throw kibble?
No, because it'll distract her and she'll eat it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She's wearing her best flannel tux. She looks awesome.
Then celebrant's going to go, and I now pronounce you, get the ball, go. Come on, get the ball. Get the ball.
No, I'm really pleased about that. I've never been to a wedding reception at Bunnings before. So I think it's going to be really something special. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, the wedding photos are going to look like posters for Lady and the Tramp.
Oh dear. Well, should we move on to the community billboard?
Yes.
Because I said here we were going to do How Can You Tell If A Straight Man Is Gay, but
we don't have it.
I didn't bother to print it out. I forgot about it.
Next week.
Next week.
Did you want to talk to Jesus?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Well, if we're going to talk, like, we've talked to an expert from the gay community, should we talk to the man in charge?
The big guy.
The big guy.
The big cheese. The fromage du large. let's talk.
Let's get JC on the phone.
Let's get Jesus on the phone.
Jesus.
Have you got his number?
Wow.
I do. I wrote
You've
it on
got
my
a
hand.
Direct line to God.
I've got it. Well, right. Not to him. It's to it's to the other dude. his assistant.
His assistant, Jesus PA.
Jesus.
JCPA.
JCPA.
Hello? Hello, boys. It's Jesus here. My name is Jesus Christ. I'm the Son of God talking to you on the phone from the heavens.
Hello, Jesus.
How are you, fellas?
Jesus, you're blasphemous and vaguely racist.
Yes, that's right. Oh, no, I'm everything. I'm all things to all people, so shut the fuck up, Toby.
Oh, he knows your name. That must be Jesus.
He knows everything. He knows everything.
Oh,
that
I know some
it.
Things I don't need to know about you. I saw where you put that thing the other night.
What thing?
Don't ask.
Well, true. I wore stripes and spots in the same outfit. That's what he's talking about.
Jesus, we need to ask you a very serious question.
Okay, I'll put on my serious face then.
What's your opinion of gay marriage? Do you think it should be legal?
Oh, I don't see what all the fuss is about. I don't think anybody should get married.
Why?
Oh, because it's fucked. It's just dumb, you know? I don't understand why they have to put on the white dress and they have to walk down the aisle and they have to get the presents with the flowers and they hold the babies and then have sex and procreate. I don't get it.
Is that because you've never done it?
Shut up! It's not because I've never done it. I've done it. I've done it once. Mary gave me a hand job.
Was that while she was washing your feet with her hair?
Yeah, that's a euphemism, you dickhead. Hey, Mary, you want to wash my feet with your hair?
So
that's how we used to say it in those days.
Are you advocating that all marriage should be banned?
Should be made illegal. It's stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. Just, you know, we didn't put you on earth to get married. God, you're men for Christ, like you're gay men. You know what it's like. We don't want you to just be with one person, for God's sake. That's why we gave you two holes.
I do not understand that at all.
I don't understand.
Well, you can serve us two at a time. It's a bit of an indication.
Sorry, Jesus. Sorry.
Oh, you people don't know what you're even saying out of your faces.
Jesus is. Do you think is that why they have rings at weddings? Is it?
Oh yeah, totally. Well, in the old days, they used to just stick their bum on the finger, but then they decided that was a bit dirty because they always wore white.
So Jesus, what should a couple do if they do want to, if they're very much in love?
They should shut up about it. They should just shut up and get on with it. Just make some babies and don't worry about it. Have a couple of drinks, go to a barbecue or two and just get on with your fucking life.
That is great advice.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
I never knew Jesus was a cab driver.
Jesus is amazing. I love Jesus.
He's got such strident opinions.
Shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah, just get on with your life, with your heads and your legs.
Is there anything else you want to add, Jesus?
Nothing. I've got to go. My popcorn's ready.
Okay.
Okay, ta-da, poofters. Ta-da, poof. Go be gay. Off you go. Enjoy your bums. See you.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Poofcast. Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Literally
wow.
Jesus.
Jesus.
It's time for the community billboard down here at the end of the Poofcast. So, Gator of the Week. I've been on recon this time.
Fetish.
Oh.
Oh, well, I cannot wait to hear.
Well, this
If you found my dad.
I found it. He's 23. He's 100% passive. You get to rate yourself in a percentage whether you're active.
I'm like
or passive.
100% passive.
Which, for those of you who don't know the old time talk, passive and active is top or bottom.
Yeah.
Passive being, you know, likes it up the shit pipe, and active meaning likes to put it in the shit pipe.
And he's 100% up the shit pipe.
Yeah, he will bang up for cock.
Bang up for tradesman's entrance.
Yes. Boy toy for training. With the number four.
Okay.
For training. That's his name.
Right, good.
His general area is near Wagga.
Oh.
Somewhere near Wagga. Now, I do have to
apologize. He's a Wagga bottom.
He's a Wagga bottom. I have to apologize in advance for the lack of English.
Oh, right.
Being used here. But hi, I'm a 23-year-old guy that needs to be used hard by older guys and their mates.
No, it's the wrong there. That's
is
it.
Is he a pet as a Christmas present? What is he talking about? I need to be used hard.
Used hard.
I have had very little exp. I think that's short for experience.
Right.
But maybe short for eczema. I've had very little eczema.
But I am willing. Just the letter M.
Oh. What is he texting this?
To try most things.
Right.
I can
apart from topping, apparently.
Yeah. And apart from spelling.
He says, I can accommodate and will supply you with all the alcohol you and your mates want.
Oh.
But this is my favourite.
Oh, my God.
Is there any truckers that passed Gundy on the Hume?
Oh.
Sounds like he wants a dog on his tucker box.
Yeah. Oh, that just makes me feel sad.
The guy waiting for some trucker to just pull over and park his 18-wheeler right in his date.
That's right.
That's really gross.
So he's a massive young bottom with a fridge full of beer. Because he's just going to supply all the alcohol you and your mates want.
If you're passing by, come, I'll get you shit-faced and then you can...
You know what it sounds like? He's trying to start a beat in his house.
Oh, yes. And haven't we all at some point?
He's trying to start a trucking beat in his house.
He's doing his DIY beat.
Haven't we all? Come on, you've all, when you've been, you know, those days when you're really, really horny and you just go and hang out in the hallway. Just hoping. Never anyone there. You know, just hoping.
Like
just
cruising the cat.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, mate.
You just walk around the hallway, just cut laps of the hallway up and down, wearing nothing but a towel. Look, there's no one else here right now, but pretty soon someone else is going to move in.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fine. Great. Right.
With kind of muffled techno playing.
Oh, dear. We should head into top or bottom.
Oh, and, yes, I want to know. I want to know.
Yeah, we've got a very, very exciting guest this week.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Boy Snelly.
Yeah!
We love him!
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Poofcast. Right, it's time for top or bottom. And apparently, being from Queensland, Melinda Buttle thinks that gay marriage should be crushed underfoot. And refused to participate this week. But thankfully, our emergency poof, the always delightful Wes Snelling, is in the house.
Hello, Wes.
La, 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 hi.
Now, we are going to get you to be our bottom whisperer this week.
Totes.
And we have a very, very...
Totes for reals.
Yeah, he's like fully Gen Y now.
I know.
Yeah. We have quite a conundrum for you in the top or bottom stakes.
Mm.
Who would be top or bottom out of McDonald's and Hungry Jack's?
I really do appreciate that you came to me with this one. I did pop into McDonald's at 4 a.m. after going to the pier last night to do some research.
Right, of course.
On this.
We've done a lot of research there. Should we tell these boys about the night? Wes and I had a night where we ended up at McDonald's and I think we had 16 Happy Meals. But ironically, neither of us were terribly happy because, you know, some nights you have maybe a few too many gins.
Mm.
Yes. And we sat...
All by ourselves.
that, That is a subtle and very minor version of what happened.
Oh, wow.
We were crying like there was no tomorrow. Just bawling our eyes out and just trying
to... I can't live. More onion rings.
One up one another's misery. Like,
oh, no. I can't even remember why. What were we talking about?
I don't know. We were just crying.
Oh, my God. I've got a boyfriend. And I'm fat.
Hand me another whopper.
So Wes and I have had many a night at 4 o'clock at McDonald's.
Many
bonding,
a morning.
Bonding over McNuggets. Oh. So Wes is an expert. So who is top or bottom, McDonald's Hungry Jack?
Well, I didn't have to think too hard about it.
Which is just as well, really.
Yeah. Look, I think Hungry Jack's is kind of gagging for it. It's in the name.
Right, yeah.
Jack's. And their burgers are always of a particular moisture. Particularly the bacon
deluxe.
Kind of got that soppy kind of like it's been lubed up.
Yeah.
And, messy, isn't it?
And quite frankly, I'm not sure that Ronald McDonald looks like a bottom.
No.
And he's probably a little bit too needy to be one.
Who does have those big clown feet?
And he's wearing an overall, which you can undo the fly, but it's a nightmare to pull it all the way down.
Oh, yeah, yes,
good point.
Yeah.
Good point, well made. Good point.
And nothing can fill a hole like a Big Mac at 4 a.m.
No.
Yes.
See, I think you're right there, Wes.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you're right with Ronald McDonald. It would be hard to get it for him to get down on all fours with those massive shoes. Yeah. Like, it would really hurt your hammies.
He'd be kneeling on his own toes.
Yeah.
And it is kind of, like, if you look at the whole McDonald's suite of characters, it is Ronald and a whole lot of bottoms. Like,
it's true.
If Grimace is not a lazy sauna bottom, I do not know.
I thought Grimace was a lesbian.
I'm sure I've had sex on Grimace at a sauna.
No, do you know what I thought? My immediate thought when we came up with this one was the onion rings. You only get onion rings at Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, that's true.
They are a deep fried sphincter.
That's true.
It is. It's just a giant bottom menu, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, you're not fooling anyone with your Whoppers.
Yeah.
Hungry Jack's.
At McDonald's, they do a McMuffin for breakfast. At Hungry Jack's, they do a wrap.
Yeah, hello.
They wrap around a sausage.
Yes.
So often something kind of secondhand about Hungry Jack's. Mm. Like, you know, there's kind of, it's like, as if something's been there before.
Yeah.
You know, the chips and it's kind of being recooked. And
so you think it's a sloppy second?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think Hungry Jack's is the bottom at the end of the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, have you ever looked at the patties? They've got like this weird puckering.
I'm right here, Adam.
Seriously, next time you're at Hungry Jack's, pull the kerosene flavoured meat out and have a look at the puckering on the underside.
Adam, no one listening to this is ever going to Hungry Jack's again.
No.
After sloppy bottom, they are never.
No.
You know who pointed that out to me? Miff Warhurst one morning at 3 o'clock. She goes, "I love these, but look at this," and I was like, "Ah, like a Doctor Who monster in there." Oh, well, thank you so much, Wes, for bottom whispering.
Yes, thank you.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Poofcast. Oh, I'm hungry now.
Oh, yeah.
I could do with a 30-cent cone.
I want to rim an onion ring like there's no tomorrow.
I got me a hankering for a double whopper.
Oh, I see.
I still can't, yeah. I'm still got visions of fucking McDonald's. it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work, because if he was the bottom and you grabbed him by the back of the hair, his wig would come off. So it just wouldn't work out.
It would not. That's all we got for this podcast. We probably should retire.
Yes, I think so.
No, I mean, just stop. This is really, it's
just
embarrassing.
Stop. This is becoming tedious. Yes. Once is an accident, 14 times is a pattern.
Yeah.
If you get some help.
If it, come back next week, we might be here. You never know.
Mr. Yeah, Humphrey, we'll leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.
Bye-bye.
Go and get a burger up ya, because
I think Hungry Jack's are going to bring out the sloppy bottom burger.
Instead of the Angry Angus.
Can I do my voiceover?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
The sloppy bottoms are better at Hungry Jack's.
The burgers are bottoms at Hungry Jack's.
I have done a couple of the burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
You have?
I have.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And you're a bottom.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't do the voiceover with my mouth.
Oh, dear. Let's finish this thing.
Yeah.